It's finally Friday on Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush.
So I tell them I'm a pro, Jack. And who do you think they give me?
The Dalai Lama himself.
So we finish 18, and he's going to stiff me. And I say, hey, Lama, hey, how about a little something, you know, for the effort, you know? And he says, it won't be any money. But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that for you.
And movie reviews with Andy Pate.
I think that you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chief, mate, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John Rush.
Filling in is Andy Pate, party of choice.
And I am your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush for one more day. John is back. Charlie's John back tomorrow or Monday? Monday. Okay, John is back Monday. We're all looking forward to that. I'm here together with, of course, Luke Cash.
Man.
And Tanner Cole.
Man.
That's right. Too much man for anybody to handle, and I am Andy Pate. And that's it.
He's here, too.
I wish I was a man, too. Can I add Pate Man? Can I
Peyton
be Pate
Manning
man?
Is what you get.
I'm Peyton Manning.
Yep, it's true. Andy Peyton Manning.
You know, people mistake us all the time.
I'm sure.
They do not mistake our bank accounts.
Same head size.
Exactly. Yeah, roughly the same head size. Same species, that's about it. Okay. I'm going to talk, you know, it's movie day, right? And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, whenever this go woke, go broke stuff happens, you know, we talk about it.
Yes.
And I don't want to beat it to death, but when it comes up, I probably should mention it. There are a couple woke movies that came out recently that have tanked and bombed. And once again, we're just going to kind of tell the same old lesson. It's the same old lesson for Hollywood. Guys, people are tired of it. I'm going to ask you guys why here in a moment. But first, let me just give you the details. One of them last week, of course, was Monkey Man. And Monkey Man was, once again, Tanner, when you watch the ads, do you see anything woke?
No, it looks awesome.
It looks awesome. It's action, action, right. Really cool fight scenes. And it looks like John Wick with Dev Patel in it. And by the way, I like Dev Patel. And it looks like a really fun movie, but instead of that, what you get is a ton of Eastern mysticism and a lot of trans ideology.
Right.
So you get a lot of trans people in it, and they're also action people, and they're action trans. I don't know, whatever. But anyway, the movie only did, in its opening week, $10 million. Now, you may say, well, you know, the production budget wasn't that much. It was only about $10 million. Yeah, but you saw it everywhere for the last couple months. What does that mean? The promotion budget was through the roof. I don't know how much it was, but it was obviously a lot. This thing tanked immediately. So it came out, had one weekend, word of mouth spread, I'm sure. And everybody just said, oh my gosh, don't go. And it was just last weekend. But this thing, it's tanking. It's going nowhere. And it is going to flop. And, you know, it's just like, folks, all you had to do was make what you advertised.
Right.
Okay, it's not that hard. If you're going to advertise something, it's a crazy concept. You are both in advertising. I'm talking to two guys in advertising. Let me ask you something. When you advertise a product, is it a good idea to give people that product?
Typically, yes.
Oh, okay. You know, it's kind of crazy. Now, there's another bad thing you can do, though, and that is advertise a bad product. You see, if you have a bad product, you probably shouldn't advertise it.
You probably shouldn't make it.
There's a good idea. Well, that's getting to the next movie, and it's called The American Society of Magical Negroes. Now, by the way, I did not even review this movie. I knew about it. And the reason I didn't review it is I knew how offensive it was. Okay? This thing was offensive. Word of mouth killed the film, by the way. It had its opening weekend that was decent and just plummeted. This thing, this dog, okay, it is rare that they pull a movie early, especially during this time of the year, because there aren't that many big movies that, you know, a big movie where you got to put it on in a 16-plex, you got to put it on five screens and all
right.
this. There's nothing like that going on right now. And so usually a movie is going to go through its run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's slated to be there 6 weeks. It gets six weeks. This thing limped barely into its third week, and they're pulling it. They're getting it out of there.
Mm. That's bad.
They can't get anyone to go to this. Let me give you some just a couple examples of what it says. It describes white people as the most dangerous animal on the planet.
That's good.
Yeah, but they do this. Now, unlike Monkey Man, which, you know, at least had the decency to lie about itself, right? And put out ads, put out really cool ads that had nothing to do with all what it was actually going to expose you to. This movie actually put it in the ads. Okay, so it's right in the ads. White people are the most dangerous animal on the planet. One of the characters, he says, it's important to make white people feel good, and because white people's discomfort levels are measured in white tears. And he's talking,
yeah,
about,
talking about
he's talking about how he's got to make white people feel comfortable. Comfort is everything to white people. And it's just this rampant racism. Okay, now, obviously, and Luke, I'm going to ask you this.
Sure.
Obviously, this is a black racist movie, racist against white people. Okay, we get that.
Yeah.
America said, gee, I don't want to see that. What if they made a white racist movie against black people? Do you think America would want to see that?
Probably not.
No.
No.
Newsflash to Hollywood. And you just heard it from Luke. Trust me, Hollywood. Luke is your audience. He likes movies. America doesn't want to see any racism,
yeah.
Okay? Unless you're depicting something from the old times where right. racism was real and we're showing how bad it was and we're exposed. By the way, I've got a movie today that does that. But, oh my gosh, the idea of a movie actually preaching racism is so backward. So, anyway, here's what I want to ask you guys. And, Tanner, I'm going to put this to you first. Is it just go woke, go broke? Are people just sick of wokeness? Are they angry at it, or are they fatigued by it, or is it both? What do you think? What's going on? Because you got a lot of young friends who like seeing movies. I guarantee you they're not going to this because nobody is.
Right.
So what's going on?
I think most people are just done with it. I mean, most people will go to a movie or want to watch a movie, relax, maybe go to another world, you could say, in a sense.
Right.
But I think it's just so overwhelming. Then you go to a theater and pay good money because theaters are so expensive now. And then within 15 minutes, you're already like, well, what did I sign up for? A DEI class, or am I watching a movie? And then
right.
what are you supposed to do then? Get up and leave after you just dropped $70 on two tickets to a movie and some popcorn and drinks? No, you'll sit through it. But then after that, you're going to be like, well, that was a waste of time and money. It's just overwhelming.
You know, Luke Tanner makes a great point. I mean, now, thankfully, not here at Crawford Broadcasting because they are nice, normal human people. But in a lot of companies, people are forced to go through these. I'm just going to say it because I was forced to go through a couple. These radically racist, anti-white trainings, all right, diversity trainings that were all one way. It was disgusting. It was awful. So you've got a society that already has to go through DEI trainings and these kinds of things. They're already sick of being preached at, and then they go into a movie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think it's people are sick of wokeness. I think there was never a market for it to begin with, right?
That's a good point.
You're creating a product for an audience that doesn't exist. The audience you're catering to in this instance are the people who are sitting in their ivory towers trying to preach down at people that don't want to be preached at. Right? You've created something for yourself, you know, say the director, the writer, the actors. They're making a movie for themselves so they can feel good and so they can sleep well at night. But I don't think anyone wanted to watch these to begin with, right? Can you name me one quote-unquote woke movie that did well?
Barbie. That's about it.
I don't think Barbie was woke, was it?
Well, it was unbelievably.
Well, Shakira just came out and said her sons hated it because it was so demasculating.
Yeah, it was incredibly anti-man. But wokeness is usually taken in terms of gay versus straight or black versus white,
right.
Not so much male versus female. So I can see what you mean. Barbie's not typical of what we'd call wokeness.
Right. I just don't think there was ever a market for it. So it's not that people are tired. It was just people weren't interested to begin with.
I think you make a good point because, look, Disney, an entire empire, has crashed. Entire empire has crashed. Wouldn't it make sense that they totally misread the market? And I would say this. Is it because they didn't care about the market? They cared about their message, not the market.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about people selling a product and not caring about those who buy it?
Yeah, when it comes to Disney and Marvel, I mean, that's a whole other bag of worms.
Right.
you get so in your own head about it as a creative and you're trying to push these things. I think they got complacent. It went from we want to make a good movies to we want to make profitable movies.
Do you think they got so big and profitable and were so successful that when you get to that point, you feel I can preach now?
Yeah, I also think you get complacent. I can shovel whatever slop I want down your throat, and you're going to eat it up.
Because so you like quality go too.
Right, because you've bought my past 10 movies. You know, the audience are sheep. They don't know what they want, so we'll give them whatever.
Well, one thing, and Tanner, one thing. Oh, totally. Tanner, one thing I've really noticed is that when I was growing up, okay, when I was your age, which, you know, they're
80-some-odd years ago.
80-some-odd years ago, way back in the day. When I was your age, seriously, I grew up watching Star Trek, the original Star Trek, and it was a lot of fun. And we always kind of made fun of the fact that the red shirts, anybody who had a red shirt and went down to the planet with Kirk was doomed. They were going to get killed. Okay. And some shows, Futurama, has made fun of this, and it was really hilarious. And nowadays, if you... You know, back then when you were a red shirt going on the planet with Kirk, you were doomed. Nowadays, if you are a white male hero in the Marvel Universe, you're doomed.
Right.
They're going to kill you and replace you. They've got to get rid of you.
You will be replaced by a quippy teenage girl.
Yes.
That is what will happen.
Who is supposedly your prodigy, but...
They're all quippy teenage girls. It is all the same character. It's crazy.
I will say Ms. Marvel, the young one,
yes,
is rather funny.
She's the best version of the trope they are beating to death.
Right. And she's not good. She's she's pretty good. Yeah. Okay? The others are horrible.
It's all the same.
You're right. You're totally right.
It's all the same.
They're selling a product nobody wants. Okay. Anyway, once again, Hollywood for the 80th time. We're telling you, just listen to your audience. Make stuff they want to see because, boy, oh, boy, they don't want to see this stuff. Okay. Let's go to break. When we come back, we got two movies.
Two?
That's right, two movies, one for each of you, so I'm going to call you both out. But up next is Level Engineering. I went solar with Alan Davis. You can, too. With Level Engineering, call Alan at 303-378-7537.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels around 5% and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
High Five Plumbing for quality, trust, and a number you're going to remember in emergencies. Call High Five at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-5 to fix it for good.
K&R Home Transitions, we're coming into home selling season. Look outside. It's beautiful. That means people are going to be looking for homes. So prep your house with K&R's Re-Up program. It's a brilliant idea. So call K&R at 720-437-8210.
K&R Home Transitions sees your home for the value underneath. Don't take our word for it. Here's one of their recent clients about why they'll sell your home faster and for a higher price.
What impressed me most was their ability to understand the true value of our home. And when I say value, I'm not talking about the worth. I'm talking about what makes our house special. Even we are so familiar with our house, we didn't understand the little things that made our house very different from other houses. That's what won us over. When they started talking about little things like backsplashes and others that adds more value to your house and helps another buyer understand why your house is special than even the house down the street.
The value for your home is something that a great agent should see and talk to you about. Cat and Robin can get you more money faster for your home. So contact K&R at klzradio.com/homes to start.
Roof Savers, spring is here, which means all kind of weather is pounding on your roof. All kinds of weather. It could be sun. It could be rain. It's going to be hurting your roof. But Dave Hart can actually strengthen your roof with a cutting-edge treatment. So call Dave at 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Luke Cash and Tanner Cole. And Tanner, I got a question for you. I don't know if you're man enough to answer. Let's go. Tanner, are you ready for a movie?
I'm ready for a movie.
Okay, well, you know, Tanner, I don't know if you've noticed the nation is divided. Look outside. It's very divided. I mean, you got people going on different ways on highways, but, well, I guess that's probably a good thing. All right, the nation is divided. No, not just politically, but this time it's divided in a movie. And this time it's called Civil War.
Where's your folks?
Oh, they're in Colorado, pretending this isn't happening.
The people of Texas and California will be welcomed back to these United States as soon as their illegal secessionist government is deposed.
Are you guys aware of this pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
DC is falling inside the month.
Several insurgent groups are racing to reach the White House.
As soon as DC falls, they'll turn on each other.
Cassie! Get over here now!
president's on the move.
He's busting out.
God bless you all, and God bless America.
And God bless America. You know, I got to be honest. I don't like it when most politicians say that, because I know most don't mean it.
Yeah. Right.
And don't care. I just don't like, I don't like people patronizing me that way.
Fair enough.
Am I alone? All right, just saying. Okay, it is the near future, and America has been torn apart by political divisions. There are various factions, including the South, the Northeast, and the biggest one is the California-Texas Alliance, of all things. I know.
Interesting.
It's a movie, guys, and they're called the Western Forces. Well, to begin the film, we are thrust into the war, which is nearing its end. Cities are destroyed, highways are littered with blown-up vehicles, and rival forces fight to keep any piece of turf they can defend. Nowhere is safe, and rage is everywhere. Okay, so it's a little like today.
Yeah, except for the blown-out cars part.
You know what basically this is? It's social media, but out there. Okay, does that make sense?
I get you.
Yeah, okay, it's taken off the screen and out there. Well, this brings us to our four stars, a group of four war correspondents. They are Lee, Joel, Sammy, and Jesse. Now, Lee is played by Kirsten Dunst, who, by the way, is a wonderful young actress. I've always really liked her. Joel's played by Wagner Moura. Sammy's played by Steven Henderson, who I've seen in a lot of stuff. He's very good. And Jesse is played by young Kylie Spaney, who I have still not forgiven for Priscilla. I will never forgive her for Priscilla. I just want to say that. It was a movie that came out about Elvis's wife last year. Very painful. I just can't get over it. Anyway, their goal is to reach Washington to interview the president, a Trump-like charismatic leader played by Nick Offerman. He's pretty good.
He's good.
Yeah. They don't give much to do in this, honestly. These are very different personalities. Lee, she's a scarred and tired. She's seen too much action over the years. She's been a correspondent for many, many years. She's a photographer, and she isn't impressed by anyone. Joel is much more upbeat and excited, while Sammy is old but dedicated. Now, young Jesse, once again, that's Priscilla, Kaylee Spaney. Young Jesse is a huge fan of Lee, and Lee does not want a fangirl on this trip. I can kind of understand. How would you like to go on this incredibly long road trip with a fangirl?
No.
Yeah.
I prefer not to.
Yeah, yeah. Pass on that. Well, and also she's very worried about this girl getting killed. This is going to be dangerous. They're right. Going into the heart of the beast where Western forces are closing in.
Right.
That's not a good idea. Okay. And work is work, though. So they all pile into the SUV and it's a road trip. Well, along the way, we see atrocities. We see violence. We see hangings. We see terrible, terrible, you know, body, you know, mass graves, the right. Whole thing. Americans embracing rage. Well, can this little group even survive on this trek to the White House? And can a president in denial, and he is in denial, hold it together when the Western forces are closing in? Who can survive our Civil War? Tanner, what do you think?
I'll definitely watch it. I've been seeing the previews for this for a while, but it doesn't seem like they really have a grasp on what the actual sides would be if we actually went to war.
Well, yeah, let's get into that. What works in Civil War? Well, the performances of the leads are spot on, especially Kirsten Dunst. She's a fine actress. She really is. She's been around. I first saw her in Interview with the Vampire when she was a little girl vampire, and she was awesome then. And she's still good. She's war weary. She really brings it. She wears like no makeup and just conveys that she's had enough of life. The action and violence scenes are both harrowing and shocking. So that's good. Many of the visuals hold up for a dystopian war film. You know, one of the neat things about dystopian war films, a lot of them are pretty cheap to make. This wasn't that expensive.
Okay.
Yeah. Charlie was telling me this before the show. It was only $50 million.
Right.
That's pretty cheap.
Okay? Yeah.
There's a good lesson in this film, which is that our rage is self-perpetuating. The political rage in America currently going on, if unaddressed, can lead to terrible violence and suffering. That's a good message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. We see people on both sides get out of hand.
Right.
Right?
100%.
Right. Jesse Plemons, and I guess in real life, he's married to Kirsten Dunst. That's wonderful. He's a terrific actor, and he is great in this as a white militia-style lunatic who loves killing His, and it's a cameo, his small scene is easily the best, most tense scene in the movie. And his performance, just boom. For that period of time in the movie, is very tense and very well done. It's gripping. So, way to go, Jesse Plemons. Now, what doesn't work in Civil War? Well, you know, a lot of people have been talking about, well, it's not biased toward the left or the right. Yes, it is. This is too biased toward the left. All right. You got a white Trumpish president, supposedly, pretty much all white male villains. The final scene is as woke as it gets, and I will not go into that because people might want to see the final scene. Needless racism, all by white people. There are no racist black people. There are no racist Asian people. There are no racist Hispanic people. There are only racist and mean, vicious white people.
Well, that's reality. We're the only racist people.
Yeah, I know. I that's just it, though. And Luke has hit on this
foolish,
so many times.
Foolish.
This is basically their world. It is their reality. And they're just, they honestly don't think they're being biased when they put this on film. And it's just like, it's not that they're preaching it. It's the imagery.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next. And this is the biggest now. Let's get out of the messaging. Terrible pace through most of the film. Very slow-moving storyline with sudden bouts of action spotted in. Of course, the action is what you see in...
the preview.
Yes, in the previews. So the previews, whoa, action, action, action. Guys, I was checking the time a lot. I should have brought in a calendar. All right, let me check the date here. It's like,
a firefighter calendar.
Oh, my gosh. I was feeling this long road trip, and they would say now it's 186 hours to, or oh, I mean 186 miles to Washington, D.C. I'm like, get there. Oh, my gosh. It was terrible. And how do I do it? I don't know if it was the music. I don't know if it was the boring interplay between the characters at times. It was boring. This was slow. This was painful. It really was. This was one of the least enjoyable road trip movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
All right? A movie called Civil War, you'd hope it would be more about the Civil War.
Yes!
And less about the trip to get to the Civil War.
Let's have these forces, those forces, these. You know what I mean? No, they didn't. Okay, next. The movie was almost entirely about reporters and photographers getting the story. I'm not kidding here. Now think about that for a moment. All right? Do you watch Civil War to see the Civil War or to see those intrepid reporters covering the Civil War? You tell me, Tanner.
I want to see someone die.
Oh, yeah. Now, good news. You get to see some people die. But I'm serious. Even in those scenes, they're focusing on the reporters following and taking snapshots. They got this shot, that shot, this shot, that shot. Oh, boy, I get to see all the shots that they give. I don't care. I mean, how many people really care about? We in the audience were supposed to be engrossed in their pursuit of pictures, Luke. Okay, I wasn't engrossed. I didn't care at all.
Nightcrawler did it better.
I was just about to say that.
Nightcrawler? What do you mean?
The movie Nightcrawler. It's about a reporter.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
And they make it interesting.
I'll bet it did do it better.
It did.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there aren't good movies about reporting. Don't get me wrong. But usually they make the story that they're going for and they get you more engrossed in the story, right? They literally focused almost the entire movie on the reporters. Even though you got all this action going on that they're following behind, you're supposed to care more about them getting the story than the action. Even though, except for some horrifying moments that you see, definitely you're supposed to care about that. It is boring. I'm sorry. I was bored. I was bored out of my skull.
No,
I was
good.
Bored out of my mind. I literally left my body. I had an out-of-body experience because I was bored out of it. Okay?
Transcendent.
I transcended my body out of boredom. Okay, and I didn't believe I could do that. It goes against my religion, but I did it. Guys, it was hard. I don't care about you reporters. I don't care about you getting the next snapshot. It's not important to me that you get the perfect picture. I don't care about you. Okay? I care about what's going on over there. There's a war. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they did show parts of it, but anyway, drag between it. There we go. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 83%. I think that is definitely too kind. Was it because of the leftward tilt? Probably. Maybe it was partly because of Kirsten Dunst's performance, which was wonderful. And there were things I really liked about it, some performances especially, and some of the action moments. Not good enough. Quality, 1.5 stars.
No.
That's a death knell. Hey, you heard me. When I'm that bored, I'm not going to give it 2. Sorry.
It's a death sentence for that movie.
Death sentence.
Andy, you've given it the death sentence.
I did. And political, I'm going to give it 2 stars. Because once again, it wasn't that it was preaching liberalism. It's that it was giving you imagery of it.
Okay.
And there was no imagery of what you would see in the... Okay, you know, we had whole cities in America that were burned down largely by people of color. Okay. Doesn't mean that you know, people are people. Anybody can get enraged and do things. But when you only pick white people, that's imagery. Okay.
Right.
So 2 stars political, more religious, 3 stars. It was fine. You know, I didn't see anything objectionable or whatever. It just kind of existed. I don't care. I was bored. Okay. I was out of body. Remember? So, quality 1.5, political 2, more religious 3. Folks, do I recommend going to Civil War? No, I do not recommend going to Civil War. There has got to be a better action movie coming out soon than this.
Very well.
Fair enough. Okay. Somebody who is definitely better than this is Veteran Windows and Doors. See, there you go. Still 40% off this month on quality you can trust for gorgeous windows and doors. Call Veteran at 303-529-0720.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Are you getting the best rates? You don't know if you don't shop, and no one knows the market better than Kurt Rogers. If you need a loan, call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the 3s and 4s on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip 2 payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217-147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Group Insurance Analyst. Hey, let experts shop with you for insurance, finding all the best deals at no extra cost. Call Paul Inigro at 303-423-0162, or you can find him at e-gia.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Inigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Golden Eagle Financial, get the max preparation for your retirement with Al Smith, who gets the max planning with today's money. Call Al at 303-744-1128.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush, along with Tanner Cole.
Man.
And Luke Cash.
Man.
Okay, Luke.
Hello.
Are you ready for a movie?
I'm ready for a movie.
All right, Luke, there was a time in our country when Mexican Americans were shunned. Now, we all know that.
Yes.
Yes. But could golf be the way to peace? Let's find out in The Long Game.
Frank mentioned that you you served together, with Marines?
Infantry, 141st Regiment.
I know you hear this all the time, but thank you for your service.
I don't hear that all the time, but I was proud to serve my country. I don't want to be a member of just any club. I want to play here.
I got to consider our other members, and they are just not used to seeing a Mexican on the golf course.
I work in a bakery shop from 12 to 9.
Fetch, ball boy?
It's not even a tough shot, Felipe.
Oh, yeah? Corda says you can't do better.
How about that?
Joe.
Where'd you learn to hit like that? How would you boys like to be the first members of the San Felipe High School golf team?
Us.
They asked me to join the new golf team today.
Golf?
I'm gonna bring your sombrero anyway, man. Whenever you're invited to a gringo party, you're either the entertainment or the help.
Let me ask you something. Are they any good?
Nope. But I don't want to be a babysitter to a bunch of juvenile delinquents who just want to get out of detention. You boys built all this.
Yes, Mr. Mitchell.
Sorry, boys. When we spoke on the phone, I assumed you were American.
Well, you assume right. Now, these teams, they've had access to a lot of things you boys haven't. But the best golfer isn't the one with the fanciest clubs. It's the one who can summon the will to keep swinging when things get tough. And that's you boys.
What do you think, Luke? Does that sound inspirational?
Sounds inspirational.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, well, based on a true story, Jay Hernandez stars as J.B. Pena, an Hispanic man in 1956 who gets the job as school superintendent in a Texas town. J.B. wants to join the local country club to play golf, but is forbidden because of his race. Well, this is especially tough since J.B. fought for America in the military. As a veteran myself, I found it really offensive. I did. Mm. It was just like, come on, man. This guy fought for you. Well, anyway, JB decides to form a high school golf team comprised of boys he is disciplining. See, these boys have done wrong, and he is going to make them play golf.
All right.
I think it's a great idea. Well, anyway, these boys right now, they're caddies at the local club, but they aren't allowed to play there. They're only allowed to be the help. Well, thankfully, JB's old war buddy, Frank, he's played by Dennis Quaid, who's always good, he can get them on the course for practice. These Hispanic teens, well, they're not that skilled, but they're talented. And JB and Frank can help. Well, naturally, we see white teens and adults being racist towards these upstarts. But as their skills grow, so does their confidence. Resistance also grows as white elites use any leverage they can to suppress the Mexicans. They don't like the fact that these guys are getting better and better out on the course. Well, finally, the golf ramps up as a big tournament looms. Can these former caddies hang with the big boys? And can they overcome the racism that has held them down? And that is the story of The Long Game. What do you think, Luke?
Sounds like something not too dissimilar from things that have come before.
I feel like
I've heard this premise before. Not with golf, but...
Right. It's like you said last week with the horror movie. It sounds pretty samey.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It feels very... like it's happened before.
All right. Well, what works in The Long Game? First of all, you got a good blend of personalities amongst the players, including a romance for one. Mm-hmm. And that's really nice. And second, all the cast give strong performances, including the racist bad guys. They do a good job as racists. Hernandez, though, in my opinion, he stood out. Quaid was terrific and did his job as always. But I thought Jay Hernandez was wonderful as J.B. Pena and really carried it. He was flawed but driven. I just loved it. Next, this is a good lesson for all those who push racism today in America. I mean, today it's white people being negatively depicted in commercials and movies, but it wasn't always. It used to be that we were the ones always depicted as the good guys. And for us to look back and see what that's like, I just think it's kind of good to see just how bad racism is, period. Racism is wrong all the time. Was then, was now. Okay, next. There was no talk of illegally entering America. I thought that was interesting. Instead, America was uplifted. It's kind of nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, there's an interesting scene. Now, this is really something. Where the young teens escape to what they call their homeland. So they go across the Rio Grande and they get into Mexico because they're going to go party because they just won a tournament. And they realize real quick, this isn't my homeland. And they're not taken in by the locals. Yeah. The locals look at them as Americans. They don't care that they're Hispanic. And I thought that that was really interesting. You don't belong here. And I just, and they go, they skedaddle back across the river. Let's just say mm-hmm. that. And I think it's really great. This was their homeland. There were just a lot of stupid people here not treating them that way. And I just thought that was a neat message. Finally, you have a really interesting message. And this, when you're bringing change, people will try to provoke you. And this is why it's called The Long Game, not just because it's golf. But people will try to provoke you. And if you let them provoke you, you're going to make it take longer. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. And it's true in every office place. It's true in every job. It's true everywhere. People will try to provoke you because there are people who are good at that. They'll try to get under your skin and hold you back. Don't let them. And that's a huge message of this movie, and I liked it. I think a lot of people could learn from that. Now, what doesn't work in The Long Game? Well, the pacing slowed at several points. It really did. Mm-hmm. All right. And I hated to see that because, first of all, I'd just seen a slow movie, so that made it all the worse. But yeah, it was really hard. I needed some help after Civil War. Well, the pacing did slow at several points. The script was pretty bland. You were right, Luke. You said it sounded samey. You were right.
Right.
Yeah, it needed more humor. They had the usual hijinks that the young guys would get into. They were just kind of boring hijinks. They weren't really funny. You know how some teen movies, the hijinks are hilarious.
Right.
Yeah, these fell short. They should have taken a little more time and written that better. They just needed better writing. There was not much drama. It was too predictable. Kind of a cookie-cutter film, mm-hmm. as you were saying. And finally, this is a big thing. The golf scenes weren't anything special.
That's the only reason I'd watch the movie.
Yeah, they were average at best. I mean, they were okay, but they weren't that climactic. It wasn't that good. You know how a lot of golf movies, you know, The Greatest Game Ever Played and stuff like that, were Tin Cup. You know, you watch these great golf movies. My gosh, even what's the one with Adam Sandler?
Happy Gilmore.
Even yeah. Happy Gilmore, they know how to build to the climax, right? And it's really funny. But this did not that much. It just didn't feel that climactic. It didn't feel that well drawn. I wasn't impressed. All right. Rotten Tomatoes gave this 78%. I think that's a little rich. It's not a bad movie. I'm giving it average. I'm giving it 2.5 stars. You know, Luke, it felt like I was watching a movie.
Yeah, it was a movie.
Yes, there were things in it I liked. There were elements of it that were,
beginning, middle, and end.
Yes, it had a beginning, middle. There were elements that were 4-star. I thought Jay Hernandez was 5-star. There were elements that were very good. And then there were elements where I'm just like, ugh, yeah, kind of moving along here. Okay, Political 3, nothing wrong with it. It was showing exactly what was going on back then. I like that. Yes, show me what was going on. Moral Religious 4, I thought it had very good morals and a very nice message. This is not a bad movie. Folks, if you want to go see The Long Game, if this means, you know, if you like the topic and you like the subject matter, by all means, go to it. I'm just saying, don't expect a great movie that's going to blow you away.
Yeah, if you need to kill 2 hours, I imagine, do something nice.
Or haven't been to a movie in a while.
Yeah, what was that rowing movie that came out last year? The something boys, I forget, the boys in the boat. Boys in the boat. This is not that good.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, it's just not made that well. And so I would say, yeah, go ahead and go to it, but don't expect yourself to be blown away because you won't be. And that is The Long Game. Sound good?
Very well.
All right. Up next is Gino's Auto Service. They'll blow you away. If you're on the south or west side of Denver and you need a garage you can trust, call Gino's at 303-794-6700, or you can find him at klzradio.com.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of 2 NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with 4 NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Cub Creek Heating and Air. Heat, cold, whatever you need. Cub Creek listens. Tongue-tied. And they provide outstanding quality to fix problems or prepare for changing seasons. Call Cub Creek at 303-656-5467.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Dr. Scott Faulkner, you know, if you listen to his patients, you'll think Dr. Scott works miracles. But what he really does is follow the science, not the insurance world, because that's how you get healthy. You need a great doctor? Call Dr. Scott at 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers. Trust is everything when buying a used car, so stay with quality and honesty at Ridgeline Auto. Call Ridgeline at 303-442-4141.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, guys, I got to ask you a quick question. Because Monkey Man last week, Civil War this week. What are movies that you've seen that were the least like the previews? Where you could tell the previews picked just a few good spots, and then you go into the movie and you're just like, oh boy.
Least like the previews, huh?
And you're just looking for the exits.
Man, I'm trying to think of what. Okay, let's put it this way.
What movies have you seen that it just bored you to tears? Because I went through a couple this week that was a tough night.
Oh, you know what? A movie that bored me to tears. It was forever ago, mind you. It was like the fifth Transformers movie.
Oh.
The one with all the King Arthur stuff.
Oh. Did you see the one with the animals that came out last year?
Oh, yeah. Not,
oh, horrible.
It's just not good.
It's
how do
so
you,
boring.
How do you mess that up?
I don't know. How can you make big robotic animals boring?
Right? Right. I want to see cool robot fights.
I know.
That's what I want to see.
And maybe, you know, maybe a little bit of dialogue that takes more than 8 minutes to write would be kind of good. Okay, so in the next hour, here's our topic. We're going to do movies, and this is basically because of two things. First of all, because everybody thought the world was ending a few days ago with the eclipse. It did not.
If I had a dollar.
It did not, yes.
If I had a dollar.
And secondly, because of the movie I just watched, Civil War. Because of that, we're going to be doing dystopian or end-of-the-world movies.
Yeah, it's interesting how much those, like, overlap.
Right.
That's why I did them together, because dystopian and end-of-the-world movies, there's a lot of overlap. Let me ask you this, Tanner. Do you like watching these kinds of movies generally? I mean, do you look forward to a movie that's about the end of the world?
Not usually, because I feel like they're usually pretty similar. The only one I, like, on this list I remember actually enjoying was, like, Hunger Games, because I was more dystopian. The end-of-the-world stuff, I don't know. And like, This Is the End, the Seth Rogen one, Michael Cera, all those comedians, I like because it was a comedy. But usually I just feel like the same thing's going to happen every time.
That's generally true. What do you think?
Generally true. I think it's fun every now and then. They're good popcorn movies. It's a good turn your brain off, sit back, watch some cool CGI blow up. It's like, you know, if you want to kill some time and have fun doing it, I think they're all right. I don't seek them out.
What is your favorite between the two? I mean, do you like these dystopian, you know, these future bad world kinds of things where something is really wrong in society,
it's like,
kind of things? Or do you like the world is ending, we must save it?
It's like a sandwich. At the very, very bottom are the bad dystopia movies. Because a bad dystopia movie, it's hard to get through.
Oh, yeah.
And then a big meat of all the end of the world in the middle. And then at the very top are the good dystopia movies.
What did you think of Attica?
I don't think I ever saw Attica.
Pretty slow. It was. I mean, some of these dystopian movies, I don't know. It seems like they're trying to be too artsy.
Some of them get there.
I'm going to say one right away. What was it? Blade Runner 2049.
I love that movie.
Oh, you did not?
I loved Blade Runner.
It was boring.
It was awesome.
And it was boring porn. Blade Runner 2049 got millions of teenage boys to turn away from porn. They said, I am not going to look at this anymore. I am no longer interested.
Well, I'm an artsy guy, so I like artsy movies. It's also
this is
why
true.
I like Dune. I like Dune a lot.
You do wear the beanie.
I do. Got the
every time you go to a movie.
Turtleneck with the padded elbows.
This is true. I forgot about that. That's true.
It's true. I'm an artsy guy.
Yeah,
I like artsy
Dune
movies.
Dune 2 was pretty good.
I like Dune 2.
Yeah, you know, it was, yeah. Yeah. But I like Timothy Chalamet, unlike the gentleman to my right here.
Tanner
doesn't like Timothy Chalamet.
It's actually Timothy.
Timothée Chalamet.
Jealous.
Probably.
Are you jealous of Timothée Chalamet?
I think I'm better looking, so I should have the roles.
There you go.
Okay. Good luck with that. Folks, that's the end of hour number one. In hour number two, of course, once again, we're going to be doing dystopian and the end of the world movies, because the end of the world supposedly happened 3 days ago.
We're all dead.
Yeah, we're all dead. So, but we'll enjoy it anyway. Until then, folks, let's keep it right here on KLZ 560, Rush to Reason.